This is Radio. Radio. Raw Natural Born Artists presents an in-depth look into the art. The Radio Podcast with your host, Jesse F. Daniels.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Radio Podcast. My name is Jesse F. Daniels, your host. And today we are joined by a nature man, I'm going to call him. His name is Jack Gishite from the Tree Spirit Project. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
And now the Tree Spirit Project is a series of photographs that you have of trees and naked human beings. Is there anything more in detail that you could tell us about that? But that's what it is from the very basic root of it, right?
Sure. That's what it is. And I'd like to say also a lot more. In fact, because, you know, nudity is such a hot topic in our culture, when you say naked people and trees, immediately people have a visual. And usually it's, well, depending on their politics and their social mores, they wince or come closer. It depends. I've been a photographer for 25 years. I've been doing Tree Spirit for 10 years. And there's a purpose to the photographs. It's not just pretty pictures. Pretty pictures are fine, but it really is a larger purpose and mission, which I can get into.
So why have the humans naked? What is the importance of that?
In a word, vulnerability. When people are naked, they are, well, in this case with trees, they're obviously harmless. They can do no harm to trees. And then there's also the perspective of the participants in the photographs are more present in the meditative sense of the word when they're naked. It's easy to sort of, in fact, I've photographed a few people. I've been a photographer for many years with clothes on, and they kind of put their foot up on the tree and go, hey, take my picture. And they're very self-conscious. And for most people, except perhaps, say, naturists or nudists, when I ask an average person, a regular person, which is most of the people in my photographs, to remove their clothes and be with a tree, there's a lot of trust involved, and there's usually some fear, at least some hesitation, and they put down their phones, and they're not thinking about anything else, and they're really, well, again, present there with the tree, and it just affects their state of being, it affects how they move their body, it affects everything, and it really changes the nature of the photographs. It also makes for a very unusual and enjoyable experience for most participants. At least that's what they tell me.
I'm sure it is. And I also would realize that, you know, without the clothing, you're almost putting them in this timeless capsule in this photograph, because without the clothing, you can't really pinpoint, except for maybe tattoos or hairstyles. What's the importance of keeping these timeless? Was that something that's also intentional, or is that just an outcome?
No, you're right on it. It's exactly that. Definitely the photographs are more timeless, which is, I mean, other than it's a photograph, which means it's just taken in the last, you know, 100 plus years when photography has been popular, you do lose the cues of clothing, which are a big deal in our society. So if someone's got a plaid shirt and jeans and boots, it says one thing, you know, a summer dress is another thing. And when many people, I mean, whether it's one or two bodies, or especially when it's 30, 40, 50, 100 bodies in a photograph, they're unified as simply human beings, stripped down to basics. And that also, again, back to the point of, well, the word I like to use because it raises eyebrows, communing with trees. And again, that's, I want to get into that, of course we will, but it's really about acknowledging how powerful trees are in our lives and how they have been that way for thousands of years.
I definitely want to get more into that and the specifics of your whole portfolio of the Tree Spirit Project. But first, I definitely wanted to know, where did you grow up? Where are you from originally?
I was born in Mount Sinai Hospital, which only New Yorkers would know what that means. So 104th and 5th Avenue, my first home was an apartment, 31st Street and Lexington Avenue, 6 blocks from the Empire State Building. My father is a city guy from Brooklyn. My mother, oddly enough, also from Brooklyn, born and bred like my father, was the first tree hugger, nature lover, if you can use that term way back when, in New York State, New York City. So I had one of each, but my mother pushed hard to get us out of the city and get country houses. So at a very early age, about 3, we had a country house we went to in wintertime and wintertime weekends and during the summer. So I had the contrast of being in the middle of a city, going out to the country, 60, 70 miles north of the city way back when it was very undeveloped then, and then back into the city, and contrasting how I felt as a little kid between being in a city and being in the woods, being in the countryside.
Now, when did you take your first picture of the Tree Spirit Project? When was the first one where you had a naked human and a tree together?
That came many years later at age, flash forward from age 3 to age 42. And that was at a time in my life. Well, let's see. How would I say this?
Where was it?
In California, where I've been now for almost 20 years, I'd say I had an opening in my life, and I just felt more. Being back in New York, I would say I had what they'd call a breakdown. And yeah,
the city will do that to you sometimes.
I've taken lots of photographs of trees before and people. people, and even some nudes before, kind of more playful and fun on running in the cities and on roller blades back in the day in cities. But I was in the presence of this gigantic tree at age 42, like I say, here in Marin County, and I was just moved by her, a giant coastal live oak, hundreds of years old, older, as I say, than this country. And I wanted to capture some of what I felt in her presence. I was just awed and moved to tears, and I knew just in a flash, you know, a flash of inspiration, as we artists say, I wanted to bring a naked person or persons to the tree for scale, for drama, for the feeling tone that would elicit. And I brought some friends who had been in other photographs of mine before, but not nude with a tree. We did that. I showed those pictures. That got tremendous response. I mean, I was feeling something and channeling something, and other people wanted to be in the photographs. And before I knew it, I was doing many of these pictures. And then the Tree Spirit Project, as I call it, was born.
And so from that first one to where you are now, how have you continued to grow these? What do you do differently in each one? You can also touch on the communal aspect of the meaning of these, if you want to, or the meaning of each specific one. Is there different? Are they all kind of the same vibe? What do you do differently?
Well, we're talking about hundreds of pictures now and 10 years of work. There's a couple ways I can parse it. One would be there are photographs I do just for fun and beauty's sake, and then there are photographs which I hope are fun and beautiful, but also I would call them political photos. And it was a few years into my project, I would guess about 3 years, when a group of tree sitters had taken to the trees on the campus of UC Berkeley and were living in the trees day and night, mostly young people, maybe 10 or 15 or so were living in the trees, and then they had dozens more people in the community supporting them, which is to say giving them food and water and taking out the waste in buckets. And it was a whole big thing designed to save the last stand of coast live oaks still growing in the flatlands of Berkeley. And I went there, showed my photograph, said, would what I do help you guys get additional media attention? They were already in the media. That's how I became aware of them. They said yes. I made a photograph there, and it had great impact. And I learned that the emotional and loving photographs I've made of trees and people with them could be used for political purpose, which is to say, save specific trees and forests that were being threatened by what I often call unnecessary or unconscious development.
So why do you continue to take these pictures? If do you do it strictly for the political or more for the artistic side of it? You know, what drives you to continue to do this project?
Well, it's all of that and more, which is to say, I mean, right now I'm talking to you and I'm standing underneath giant redwood and Douglas fir trees on my property. I moved out of San Francisco with my gal, Amy, to live more among trees. I mean, I've always wanted to. I'm still within striking distance of San Francisco and cities for work and population centers, but it comes from a heart place. I just feel more alive, calmer, happier when I'm among trees. And I also find that most people, when they're not wound up or, like me, addicted to their iPhones and computers, they also feel more alive around trees. So that's the heart component. And then absolutely, you know, I'm 54 years old now. I can't believe that. And I've been a photographer for 25 years, made many, many, many pictures, and I want to leave something behind. I want to do it for purpose. And I can think of none that's more powerful for me than taking a body of work and having an environmental purpose, which is to raise awareness of the crucial role, the critical role trees play in our lives. For all the obvious reasons that are headlines these days, that trees, you know, cool the earth and sequester carbon and produce 20% of the world's oxygen. And then also on a personal level, trees, as I was saying before, can just calm us people down and slow us down. I mean, as I say those words, I feel myself calming down a little bit and relaxing a little bit and not rushing so much, which is, gosh knows, an old habit of mine being a New Yorker.
Yes, I imagine so. One question that I have that's kind of lighthearted, but I imagine that you go scoping for trees that you're going to take pictures of, but do you also scope for your human models? What's more important to you, the human model or the tree model?
I would say probably the trees. I mean, the pictures vary. If you look at the body of work, you know, the Tree Spirit Project site, treespiritproject.com, some are what we would call in our society's very narrow standards of beauties, you know, pretty bodies, fit bodies. And then many, many pictures are absolutely not that. They're average everyday bodies. I mean, say the majority of bodies in this culture are not ones that are, you know, fit and cut. So it kind of depends. There are some where I want a fit body, and others, I just did a photograph my first one in the tropics. It was on a cruise ship, or which is to say off a cruise ship in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, and 140 people were in the photograph. And I just, whoever wanted to be in that really fun photograph coming out of the water, crawling up onto the sand, and then reaching toward a huge stand, a line of pine trees on the beach or just off the beach. It was just the sheer number and that all these people were willing to play with me on my idea, which was to kind of show an evolutionary trail coming out of the water of naked bodies to the trees, which it's a photograph called Evolution. It's on the website on the front page. And then it was just the number of bodies and what they were willing to do. I wasn't concerned at all for the fitness. It was more just their heart that they were willing to play like this for fun and for purpose both. So it just varies from picture to picture.
I'm glad you told the story about these pine trees because, you know, I noticed that you do a lot. The majority of your photos are the big, larger trees. Have you ever, I don't know if you have or not, but taken any pictures with palm trees? Or any smaller trees?
I'm actually, the cruise photograph went so well, I've invited back to two more cruises upcoming. So one in June, 2 weeks in Fiji, and we'll be making photographs among tropical trees. And, I can do some scouting, actually, amazingly so, with the internet these days. But ultimately, I need to get on land and see a tree and see where it is in the land and see how the light strikes it. There's a lot to be said. It's a separate conversation about scouting trees. And then again, in February, I'm going back to the Caribbean, and there's actually an island that I do know where we'll be, and I have been able to look at it. Thank you, Google Earth and Google Satellite. And I know that I'll be working, or I know. Mm-hmm. I imagine I'll be working with palm trees and already have an idea I can't wait to do. I've never done a photograph with palm trees. I've thought of doing one in San Francisco where I used to live. They plant a lot of what I call giant potted plants, palm trees down center medians. And I've always wanted to get a cherry picker and have athletes, like Palabolas type athletes, dancers, be in the tops. Picture this, in the tops of palm trees standing in a circle facing outward with their arms holding hands with their backs to each other, leaning out. Very dangerous, very dramatic, and then shooting from a cherry picker down onto the street, showing that this scene is taking place in a city. It would be spectacular. So, you know, I've learned it's very easy to come up with a fun idea, and then it can take weeks or months or never to actually create the thing.
Well, I'm excited to hear about your upcoming projects. It sounds like you have some very interesting things planned for the Tree Spirit Project. And I also want to tease that you will be showcasing at our May 8th San Francisco Raw Artist Showcase. What will you have on display there? Are there going to be any photography live or right before the show? Do you think you'll have any of these other projects that you are looking forward to doing done by that time?
Well, we spoke separately, Jesse, and you said you wanted to be naked in a photograph during the exhibit. You were that daring and excited to be in a Tree Spirit photograph. No,
well,
don't you remember?
That's supposed to be a surprise, Jack.
So I'm very excited about Raw because it's a very different mix of people in the city. I will be showing these days, rather than a lot of framed pieces, which is kind of the more traditional way, for this what I wanted to do is I'll bring a few big canvases, which are fun to show and give people a size of this kind of the scale and seeing an image, you know, a print that they can touch. But I also, to show many, many more pictures than the space and time allows, I've set them into a video slideshow to music a couple different ways. So that's how I can show a lot of pictures and kind of people get a sense for how much work there is, how many years I've been doing this, and how many images have been created.
Great. Well, we are definitely want to encourage everybody to go out to that May 8th showcase at the San Francisco Raw Artist Show. For more information, you can visit our website at rawartist.org. And what is your website again, Jack?
TreeSpiritProject.com.
Perfect. Tree Spirit Project by Jack Gieschait. Any last parting words for our listening audience?
If this conversation makes you think of your own childhood memories of trees, follow that instinct right now. Go outside, and whether it's a street tree in a city or if you're in the middle of the woods somewhere, go out and touch a tree, picnic under a tree, climb a tree. Just immediate satisfaction, happiness, and calm from our what the Native Americans would call the tall people. That's why I'm here doing what I'm doing.
Radio.